Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our transfigured and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from the epistle lesson that we heard read already. Let me just read a couple of verses that we have here. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ our Lord, with yourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give us the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. When I was a child, a very long time ago, living in Hickory, North Carolina, my dad was a pastor of the church there, and of course we had vacation Bible school every summer. And I remember one summer they gave out these little statues of Jesus. But these were not just ordinary statues of Jesus, because if you took these little statues and held them up to the light and then went into a dark room, they would glow. I think I call that phosphorescence, if I got my science right on that. So we would take these, go into the bathroom, which had no windows, hold it up to the light, and then turn off the light and see how long it would glow. Amazing. Fascinating to me how it could store the light and glow in the dark even for a little short time. Well, that little plastic Jesus came to mind when I read what Paul writes to the Corinthians in our epistle for today. The glowing object had to have light in order to shine in the dark. Take away the light source, didn't last very long at all. We all are like that little plastic glow-in-the-dark figurine of Jesus. We have his image as we shine his glory. Through the words of the scripture, we see how a transfigured Jesus shone through Peter and James and John in their witness to the Lord of glory. And I wonder how difficult it was for them when they came down from that mountain and they were told not to tell anybody what they had seen until Jesus rose from the dead. That was probably the hardest thing they had to do that day, because I don't know if I'd have been there, I'd have wanted to scream out to everybody what I just saw. Because the good news is the Holy Spirit keeps on shining, so we are people who can reflect God's glory. Because we are the ones who are transformed by faith through the message of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Christ, crucified, risen, and ascended into heaven, is what God uses to shine us forth. It's that word that she was talking about in the children's sermon that changes everything. But the word is always centered on Christ. Now, because we are transformed in the process, we are unlike those people, some of the people that Paul was writing to, who were stuck in the law. They thought they could achieve their own salvation. He said, after all, especially the Jewish people he was talking to, don't we have Moses and the Ten Commandments? And as long as we live by those Ten Commandments, then we're close to God, right? They forgot something. We can't live by those commandments. We are by nature sinners and will continue to do this unless God does something to change us, which he did with Christ. Without Christ, our minds and hearts are veiled, unable to come to God. Many, if not most people in our world today imagine, if they even think about it, that they could transform themselves, or maybe think that they don't really need any transformation. We're fine on our own. We follow what Paul calls the gods of this world. Now, we could go on and on with a whole sermon on who the gods of this world are, but we'll just let you figure all that out. We'll talk about it some more. Christ came to change things. He came to change us to his likeness. He came to restore what God originally wanted for human beings when he created them in the Garden of Eden. They were created, as it says, and again, Moses writes this, in the image of God. Male and female, he created them, all to reflect the glory of God, created in his image. And then we sinned. So God has to come back to restore that image that was lost at the beginning. And of course, that's what the cross is all about. It removes the stain of our sin that would keep us from reflecting the glory of God. And the triumph of Easter guarantees God's eternal reflection in us. I like how Mark kind of ties the transfiguration to the Easter message of a risen Christ. The Holy Spirit then gives and sustains faith through the Word and through the sacraments so that we can show that we are those who with unveiled faces all reflect God's glory. We don't need to cover up like Moses had to. When Moses came down from that mountain, he was glowing so much that people couldn't stand to look at him. Well, things have changed because of what Christ has done. The Spirit's intention is that we keep on glowing in that which comes from God as long as we stay connected and have the light of Christ shine on us through his holy word. Okay. We've established that by God's grace we are receivers of the glory of Christ. But the apostles' words also help us see what that really means in our lives. What does it mean to be reflecting of God's glory? It is this ministry, therefore having this ministry by the mercies of God. Well, we have the ministry. By the grace of God, by the power of the Spirit working through faith, we have the opportunity to minister to others. Now, having this ministry also means something we don't do. The ministry which shows off God to the world does not, this means that we do not, Paul starts out, by losing heart. Discouragement. If you read about the Corinthian congregation, it seems that they had a lot of things going on, not always good things. So it was easy when things don't go right in our lives or even in the church, we have a tendency to want to lose heart. Discouragement comes, but that is simply a tool of Satan to put out the glow. If it's God's glory we have, then we're not going to let it go out, or God won't let it go out. So we do not lose heart. We also do not get stuck in the sinful and shameful ways of the world. It's interesting. He talks about the secret ways of the world. Interesting, when we go against what God wants, we don't really like to make a big deal about that. We kind of like to get it hidden, don't we? Violations of God's law are usually kept hidden, and we may be afraid to be open about it. We have no place, and that really has no place in the kingdom of God. Like you go to somebody and you say, hey, guess what I heard about so-and-so. Now, don't tell anybody else, but I'm just going to share it with you. Notice the secret thing going on there. People not willing to speak out because they know they're gossiping. Another thing we should not do is use deception and distortion of God's word, which is literally a readiness to do anything that would distort the true message of Christ, which is salvation by faith through God's grace given to us by the Scripture. The Reformation articles of faith alone, grace alone, Scripture alone, that's what it is. So we have to not distort that or water down what God's word says. It's very interesting. If you go back to the Garden of Eden, chapter 3 of Genesis, what was Satan's temptation all about? He said, did God really say? Do we do that sometimes? Did God really say, we talked about gossip, we shouldn't talk about others? Did God really say we should obey all the laws that are out there? Did God really say these things? If we can question what God says in his word, then we may lose the most important thing we have, which is Jesus Christ, because it is the word. A children's sermon pointed out it's the word, the scripture, that shows us who Christ is and also shows us how we live as those who can be reflecting the glory of Christ in our lives. Here is what we do by the grace of God, is set forth the truth plainly. The truth of the law. Christ didn't come to do away with law. In fact, what he said is, I didn't come to do away with it. I came to fulfill the law. And he did. Perfectly. The only one who ever did obey God perfectly was Christ. He came to do that. So it's up to us to also share the message of God's law. And that's important to do. It's important to do because it's first, the most important thing for us Christians is it shows us that we need Christ. It shows us that we don't keep the law, so that we turn to God for forgiveness and help. But it is also there to lead and guide us in how we should follow what Christ has told us to do. And we also need to set forth plainly the good news about Jesus Christ, that he came into this world, as we will say in the creed, he was made man and crucified for us, suffering death for our sins, but rising from the dead on Easter. We're getting ready to go into the Lenten season, aren't we? Where we kind of concentrate more on why Christ came. Celebrating always that he did come, but maybe looking more at our lives and what it means that Christ had to die for us who are sinners. Then we can live lives which give glory to God. He says, commend ourselves to everyone's conscience. Ministry is showing God's glory with the words of God's love and with action that shows it means something in our lives. So we can reflect God through active service, which certainly includes supporting the ministry, the wonderful ministry you have here at Redeemer. I went on your website and saw all the different things that are going on, different opportunities you have to serve and reflect God's glory. Whether it's the Panda Pantry or the Secret Saints or joining the Narthex Refresh Committee or other things. Provide fellowship at Lenten dinners. But just check out your own website and you'll see the opportunities that are there to let your light shine, because that's what Jesus tells us to do, doesn't he? In the Sermon on the Mount, he says, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Notice who gets the glory. Not you or I for the so-called good works we might do, but for the works that God has done in us so that we can shine forth the glory of God. And through it all, continue to stay in touch with God as you pray for all these ministries, as you continue to talk to the Lord about important things. And I know one of the important things here at Redeemer is you're looking for a new senior pastor. To keep on praying for that call process that you're involved in. Understanding that God's in charge and somebody is going to be coming that God has chosen. But he also wants us to keep talking to him about it. Those who are being transformed by the good news of Jesus reflect his glory in all areas of our lives. Forgiven by Christ, we can live in the freedom of the Spirit's guidance, knowing that we will share in Christ's glory now and forever. And when we know that, that enables us to get rid of this discouragement and anxiety which can take over our lives. Because worry-free people do a much better job of sharing God's love and care for others. So, as we head here into the season of Lent, where we face up to our sins, we know that we also see the glory of the cross of our Savior. For it is in his sacrifice that we are transformed to serve God and our neighbor, so that we can rejoice as those who are reflecting God's glory. And remember, our reflecting of God's glory depends upon staying close to the light who is Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in our Savior.